fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 16th day of July, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, it's good to be back. My dear friend Tim Spencer carried the show for me last week so I could spend time with my grandchildren. It's a very special time for me and my wife, and I'm certainly thankful for Tim for carrying the show for me last week. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to stock up on personal hygiene products, including soap, toothpaste, toothbrushes, dental floss, mouthwash, shampoo, body lotion. There's probably other things, but those are some of the basics. You'll find, as I have, if you buy things in case lots, you get a pretty serious discount. And also, you might do what I've done also in the past. Meet the manager of the department in your supermarket that takes care of these items, like say pharmacy, for example, and inquire if there's discounts on buying case lots at your local supermarket for these kind of objects or your local pharmacy. I've been pleasantly surprised at the serious discounts, 20% or more, that I get just from asking. All I had to do was ask. You know, I've got anywhere from a 20% to 30% discount on buying case lots of items at my supermarket or pharmacy, and all I can do is say no, right? So make that inquiry. You might be very pleasantly surprised. This is Firearms Monday. We talk about anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, ammunition, firearms laws, gun culture. And we have these discussions with my friend Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, my friend. And boy, I'm so glad that you finally took a little bit of time for John and Dr. Moore and spent it with your grandkids and hopefully you were able to relax and just not worry about the radio show, but just enjoy life.
Well, it was a mixed bag. I didn't worry because I knew Tim Spencer could handle it. So I didn't worry about that. But when you combine being a primary caregiver and dealing with two 11-year-olds, boy and girl, It was pretty much nonstop activity, but it was enjoyable and worthwhile and fun activity. So I'm glad I did it and look forward to doing it again next year.
Outstanding. I take it with 11 years old, it was more or less like trying to herd cats.
Well, it's they're transitioning from being children to being teenagers. They'll be 12 years old in a few weeks, and so they got their feet in both aspects of their lives. Oh, where they still have childish parts of their personas and early adulthood teenager parts of their personas as well. And it's a joy. Their parents have done an excellent job of raising these two. They're very deferential, very polite, and very just fun kids to be around, with no discipline problems, and just very fun, pleasant children.
Outstanding. Well, that reflects on you and Dr. Moore, that you raised your children right, and in turn that they raised their children right. So
How it works. That is how it works, and yep. You're absolutely right. And I found out early in my career as a criminal investigator that there really are people who shouldn't have children. Because I wouldn't say 100%, but a massive percentage of time, the children of criminals become criminals themselves. Obviously, there's exceptions, but that happens a huge, huge part of the time. It's a very sad commentary, but that's from personal observation. I got to the point, Jimmy, where I could recognize I was at the correct home of my criminal defendant client before I could see the address, just by the outside appearance of the home. And after having seen this five or six times, you see there's a pattern of people who are criminals and have a aberrant lifestyle, in turn raising youngsters who become criminals. It's a very sad commentary on our society, but it is my observation going back to 1973.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, as we normally do, we have a firearms tip of the week, but this time it's a little bit different, ladies and gentlemen. This one requires homework, and our firearms tip of the week this time around is history. We've often been told that those that refuse to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. So, as John talks about preparing, go to his website and pick one of the scenarios and start preparing and working up your plan for the event day that will come up. Go back and look at history. Pick out, my favorite is the Revolutionary War. There is so much history in military and tactics right there that it becomes a lifetime study. And I encourage everyone, a first suggestion, if you would like to learn what led up to April 19th, 1775, the Lexington and Concord. There's a book out there that is named Paul Revere's Ride. And when I was doing quite a bit of apple seeds and everything, I would always keep one or two copies of that, new copies of that, in my range box, and get some young person that was really just knocking on the door of riflemen, and I'd challenge him. I'd say, okay, if you make riflemen by the end of the day, I'll give you this book. And since we'd already been quoting from it and referring to it, they already had a good idea of what was in the book, and that was often enough to get them to just relax and go through all of the things that they learned that day, or actually the last 2 days, and buckle down and shoot rifleman score. And most of the time, instead of shooting a 210, or a 211, which 210 is the minimum requirement score, they would shoot in a 220 or something like that. I mean, really just knock it out of the park. But pick up that book. It's available used from starting about $3, I think, on Amazon and going up from there. And it really is an excellent, excellent read. Mine is very well worn, has sticky tabs all through it. Don't think there's a page in there that doesn't have something underlined or annotated.
Give us the title of the book and the author again there, Jimmy.
The title of the book is Paul Revere's Ride.
Okay.
And I want to say the author's name is Fisher, but I can't guarantee that.
I'll have it here.
The title is Paul Revere's Ride.
Okay.
And coming from that, too, I've got a quote for everyone this morning. And if you'd like a copy of the quote, you can drop me an email at jimi@hdc-nm.com. And I'll send you a copy of this quote. But it's attributed to General George Washington. And that's what I've always had down as a note, but a friend of mine one time said he didn't think that was correct. But if anybody knows for sure, I would greatly like to know. You can call into the show and let us know. But
Jimmy, we got Paul Revere's Ride by David Hackett Fisher, published 1995. Fisher. Does that sound right?
That's it.
Okay.
That is it. That's the
new copies available at Amazon, delivered if you got a Prime membership for $13.
Yep. Excellent, excellent book, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot recommend it enough. And but the quote is this: if you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precursory chance of survival. There may even be a worst case. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, because it is better to perish than to live as slaves. That quote, ladies and gentlemen, says more than I could ever do on any of these shows anywhere. Because what it's telling you to do is that's how we got in the situation that we're in now. And I take full responsibility of it, along with the other baby boomers. We saw this coming in the 60s. We were young then, yes. But we saw it coming. And we didn't ask our parents repeatedly, why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? Because we had history teachers in that time that told us about this. And as time went on and it got worse and worse, and we saw it more and more, and we asked questions more and more, we still depended on someone else to do something. Our parents, other adults, whatever. They were busy raising their family at that time. They were busy making a living. So inactivity and waiting for someone else to fix the problem allowed us to get to where we are now. So if you want to gripe at me, go right ahead, because our generation is the one that allowed this to get where it is. And I think personally that we are in that middle ground right now. Trump woke up the nation. The nation elected a president that no one to this day can understand how it happened. Well, we know how it happened. We're fed up. And now that he's president, they still continue to fight and throw him out and everything else. And it's time, ladies and gentlemen, that we all stood up. And we all voiced our opinions to our senators and congressmen and local officials and everything else. And we start kicking the cat. You got the old tomcat laying there. You know he's a feisty critter. And as long as you don't tick him off, he's lovable. But ladies and gentlemen, they're not lovable. These people are telling us left and right what they want to do to us. And the threats. The young man in San Antonio is a good example. 16 years old, sitting in a burger place with his friends. This thug comes in, and because the kid is proud and wearing his Make America Great hat, this guy's just totally off the wall. And it gives you the idea of what most of the liberals and the Democrats are like right now. They're apoplectic. They can't control themselves. And why? Because their girl didn't win. Well, tough cookies. Ladies and gentlemen, we've all got to keep our heightened sense of observation about us. We have to keep an eye on everything that's going around us. When you go shopping, when you go to work, when you're in a crowd, you have to pay absolute perfect attention to everything going around you. Keep your head on the swivel and watch out, because no telling when another one of these incidents like that is going to happen. And it is going to be of a violent nature, and someone is going to get seriously hurt. We've seen too many incidents. I've been chasing down a few stories on incidents that we haven't heard in the national news. And if any of our listeners out there, and we've got a bunch of them all the way across the nation, if any of y'all have witnessed any of this or even been the brunt of it, please email me. Let me know what happened and how it turned out. Maybe it's still going on. I don't know. But I would like to know about it, because I'm trying to put together information on regions and reactions is what I'm calling it. The regional areas, let's say like Chicago or St. Louis or Atlanta, Georgia or Miami, Florida, and how the people are being accosted or threatened or whatever, and what actions are being taken by locals. It's a personal research project, ladies and gentlemen, and all I'm asking for is a few minutes of your time. Fill me in what's going on. But outside of that, we've got a good week looking at us, John. It's going to be nice and sunny down here in southern New Mexico. Latter part of the week, we'll be up into triple digits again. Yesterday, the wife and I had a chance to visit with one of our customers that we've met at one of the gun shows down in Carlsbad. But this time, it was a real joy because his wife was visiting him. He works with the oil companies down here. He's prior service, a CB, mind you, John.
Okay.
You don't run into very many of those guys.
Yeah, the ones I've known have been pretty neat guys.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Ryan is really cool. And struck it off right at the gun shows and everything. And met his lovely bride. It was really fun. We were kidding around that, well, while he's working, she can come back up to visit him and get with Teresa, and they can go to town. And then sometime later that evening, Brian and I'll have to come bail him out. But it's just a really good family, and it was really a joy sitting and talking with them. When we have visitors like that, it really makes my day, because these are customers that become friends and eventually become family, and that's more or less like they are right now. As now we've extended our family a little bit. They had his nephew with them, and he's getting ready to go into the Navy. And so he's looking forward to that point in his life. Of course, you know, the two old men got to give him a little bit of advice and everything. You just, like, don't ever volunteer for anything. And it's our break.
We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 16th of July, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. Well, one of the reasons that I brought up our visit yesterday in there was that Ryan is telling me that his wife is looking at another rifle here in the future. For hunting and just general around the farm problem solver. And we were chit-chatting a little bit about that. And I thought that would be a good subject today because at some point in time, each of us will add a new rifle to our gun safe and everything. And the decisions that we make effect over a time frame, and determining what we want or what we need is often kind of a little bit of a challenge for some people. So whenever we sit down with customers and we're debating on what they want. You know, obviously with us, they're looking at an AR platform. And what I like to do is I take a pad of paper, and ladies and gentlemen, you can do this just as easy without me sitting there. Make a list of what calibers you have, and if they're in a bolt action, a lever action, or a semi-auto. And then as you make that list, beside it, put down what you use it for. Got a Remington 513, that's my target gun. It's 22 caliber. And I've got a Marlin 3030 that used to be my go-to deer rifle during deer season and everything, but now it sits back and I really don't use it much because I've got the 308. And I've got the 5.56 that, you know, is a support weapon and so-and-so, but it's been replaced for varmint hunting by a 204. But you go through and you make that list, ladies and gentlemen, and then at the bottom of that list or on another sheet of paper, write down what calibers you've heard about and what ones you're interested in. Oh, you don't have a 300 blackout, but it's a 30 caliber AR-15 platform. Just go through and write down the guns that your friends have talked about, the calibers and such. And when it's all said and done, you're going to have three lists to look at. One is what you have and what you use them for. The second list is things that you really need to kind of cover with the use of a rifle or handgun, for that matter. And then the third is a list of guns that maybe they're new. They're ones that have went from Wildcat to production or something like that. And here's a choice to look at. By taking number two and working on that list right there, let's say you've got all kinds of 30 caliber guns. You got 308, you got a 30-06 that was your granddad's. You've got a AK 7.62x39. Those are all 30 caliber guns. You got, of course, you've got your 5.56 in your AR 15 platform. And you're okay, well, deer hunting and everything is well covered. Large predators, i.e. cougars, bears, such as that can be run into in most places in the United States, that's covered, again, with the 30 caliber area. But for skunks and varmints and everything around the chicken coop, the 22 can do it, but it's not really that first choice because it's a single-shot bolt action, or you might have the first 13 that is magazine-fed. But that really doesn't cover that area. Okay, well, the 5.56 would work great on it and everything, but it might be a little bit of overkill because you're shooting full metal jacket ball ammo and you don't reload yet. So by looking at those aspects, ladies and gentlemen, you can sit there and go, well, okay, a 300 blackout is a 30 caliber, but its performance and everything is about like the 30-30, but it's in a smaller platform. I swap out the upper on my AR-15.
Hold that thought. We have a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll get to our caller on hold after the break. Everybody stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 16th day of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Well, my new video is released and ready to be purchased here. It's the very top of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com, where it says Prague Peace Prize. And you click on that, you'll see my DVD cover, very attractive full color cover for the DVD case that it comes in. And I'm going to have a special deal here for people. If you buy an energy cleaner or any of my mattress pads, not including the travel size, but beginning with the twin size on up, you get your choice of any of my now 6 DVDs, including my new one. That's a $50 value, by the way. So I want to get these things out there. This would be a way to help get them out there. And the title of the new video is Violent Climate Change, What the Government Isn't Telling You. The subtitle is John Moore's Presentation at the Lucerna Great Hall, Prague, Czech Republic. That was a year ago this month. Getting this thing completed was a challenge, to say the least, but we finally got it done. It's edited, it's duplicated, it's ready for distribution. It was a team effort, quite frankly, to get this thing finished. Okay, this is Firearms Monday, and we talk about anything and everything to do with rifle, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, and so forth. We got a caller on hold here. We got Laura in Michigan. Good morning, Laura.
Oh, just fine. I heard you talking about Paul Revere. I wanted to give you the rest of the story. You realize, did you know that Paul Revere got captured halfway through and his ride was actually completed? Excuse me, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Hello, can you hear me?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, his ride was actually completed by a 16-year-old girl named Sybil Lumington. Her father was in the militia, but he couldn't ride. And 16-year-old Sybil said, Father, I know all the trails, and I can ride. And so Sybil took off behind Paul Revere, and she actually completed Paul Revere's ride, a 16-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah, there were several women, and it talks about it in that book very well. There are several women and young ladies that without them, the entire revolution would have been a much harder fought battle and, in my opinion, probably would have lasted a lot longer and may not have come out to the desired intent. That very night when the call went out, there was one young lady, and I can't remember her name right now, but she woke up her sisters and sent one of her sisters over to the neighboring farm to get their girlfriends over there. And by the time they got back, she had already had set out on the table in the kitchen the powder, the ball, the paper, everything they needed, and they started making cartridges. And there were young men, one young man was, I think, 8 or 9, and he knew what was going on. So what he did was he went out to the well, filled a couple of buckets full of water, put them on the back edge of the small cart that he used around the farm, hooked up his pony, and went out. And as the militia were moving down the trail headed for Concord, he would sit there and provide water and anything else that they needed that he could provide. There were ladies that started preparing meals and making sandwiches and such, and watching the trails and the roads. And as the militia came along, they whatever they had need of, they got. So you brought up the what I really wanted people to start understanding and looking into. By reading that book and looking at some of the references in the back of it and everything, you're going to go to other books by other people. And you're going to find out that the Revolutionary War was fought by 3%, rough estimate, of the entire colonial population. And it was won that way. But that's the individuals that were actually carrying guns. The quartermasters, the support logistics, everything else that we normally have in a military organization was not so much done by the military. It was done by everyone else. And your point about her finishing the ride, very true. And each time that they came upon a town or farm group or whatever and alerted him, they would send out riders. In fact, little trivia question. Do you know what the last town to provide support for the Lexington-Concord conflict and everything was?
I thought it was Lexington.
There? Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Lexington, Kentucky. Yeah.
You know, the
you're very well read. I commend you.
You know, the Lexington, the parson at the Lexington Church, he a couple nights before he had dinner with some of the Liberty Boys, and the Liberty Boys said, will your people fight? And the parson, Jonas, said, yes, I have prepared them for this. And many of his congregation died in Lexington. I'm a revolutionary nut, too. My whole house is decorated. I've got, from 1976, McCormick Schilling made decanters with all the founding fathers. So I've got all the founding fathers on my wall, and all my paintings are Revolutionary War. So I'm pretty much a nut about that.
Do you have internet?
Yes, but I can't see it. Yeah.
If you could maybe get someone to help you, drop me an email. I'd like to chat with you off air about something that you just sparked in me and see if we can do something with this. My email, you can either go to DesertEagleShooters.com and use the contact form there.
DesertEagleShooters.com. Okay.
Uh-huh. And use the contact page there.
Okay. Okay, good.
All right. Laura, thank you for the call. We appreciate
it. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, the call number is 800-313-9443. Well, people that participate in the shoots, the Appleseed shoots, they get a real history in lesson in the Revolutionary War period, don't they?
Oh, yes, sir. And I miss it because right now it seems like the shoots that happen in our area coincide with gun shows. And so we're still hoping to get a couple of them that line up to where I can get back and get on the line again. I truly do miss it. Our cadre of instructors and everything has grown. And so I'm looking really forward to getting back on that bandwagon and seeing how things have changed and morphed. But ladies and gentlemen, if you go to appleseedinfo.org, on the internet, you'll find the home Appleseed page, and you can search out wherever it is that you live and find a Appleseed shoot in your region. And don't always depend on just searching in your state. If you're fairly close to the border of another state, it's like where we are here in New Mexico. If I can't find one here, I look over in Texas. And, yep, there's one at Tatum, or there's one at Lubbock, or there's one at Odessa, or whatever. It's a couple-hour drive, but it is very, very well worth the trip. And you'll get instruction that you will get nowhere else, because what Appleseed does is teach the fundamentals and then build on those fundamentals. Once you have a bedrock of proven technique, then from that point on, everything is built upon that point. And most people, myself included, when we were taught to shoot as young people and everything, we were taught by our fathers or our brothers, maybe just friends, who knows. And we learned to shoot very well, but we didn't learn how to use all the tools that were at our disposal. So look it up, and if you can't find one somewhere, drop me an email. If I can't locate something to help you, we'll see if we can get somebody together to make it happen. That's just the way Appleseed works. If they've got a dark hole that doesn't have anything going on in it, and someone wants help getting something going there, we will find a way to do it. That's just the way it is. And I can't say enough good things about it. And Laura, she brought up something very unique, ladies and gentlemen, if you caught it there. I tossed a little question. Of course, she knew it. We'd go into a town and alert that the regulars were about. They didn't say the British were coming. Why? Because the colonists were British. The actual phrase that they were used was, arise, arise, the regulars are about. And that meant that the regular British troops were marching, and if they knew the destination, which at this time they did, they would, the first awake person that they saw, they would tell them where they were coming from and where the regulars were headed. that was the clue, I guess you would say, of where everybody else was supposed to go, which, i.e., was Concord. And missing Concord, the second step would have been Lexington. But the last outpost to be reached, and it was several weeks after Lexington and Concord had happened, was a small town in Kentucky. It really didn't even have a name. And the writer, when he got there, he told him, he says, the regulars have marched upon Lexington, and headed for Concord. Of course, it's probably all over by now, but it looks like the war has started. And the town got their militia together, got their equipment together, and started marching out. But before they left, the town fathers met together and stated, since we haven't named our town yet, we're going to call it Lexington in honor of. So there is so much history there, ladies and gentlemen. And the children, and I'm talking children, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, were as much a part of the Revolutionary War as the adults were. They were just as much a part of it as George Washington and Benjamin Franklin. I mean, the children were raised, they knew what the danger was. They would sit there at the kitchen table at night and listen to their parents discuss what was going on in Boston or New York or wherever else that the news that they found. And they knew the importance of it because they spent the time on their knees in church with their families. They heard the messages from the pulpit. And the pulpit in those days, ladies and gentlemen, was not like the pulpit of today. The pulpit of today, you can't, quote-unquote, talk politics and support a candidate because of the division of church and state. Well, that's another whole show that John and I could be on for a month of Sundays, of just how misconstrued they've got that one. But, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't study history, we're doomed to repeat it. And when you look at our nation as it is now, and you go back and you start studying it, everybody talks about reading the Federalist Papers. I read those the first time in junior high school, and actually had to do part of an essay on them. But you don't hear many people talk about the Anti-Federalist Papers. That was the other side of the coin. And I actually got more out of the Anti-Federalist Papers as I did the Federalist Papers, because the Anti-Federalist Papers described not only the argument, but the reasoning behind the argument against certain items and everything in the Declaration and in the Bill of Rights. And by reading both sides of the story and keeping notes between the two, ladies and gentlemen, then you can understand the full argument. And I found myself actually siding with the Anti-Federalist on a couple of subjects. But it all comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, that we all need to study a little bit more. Now, getting back to the caliber question that we're working on at the bottom of the hour, and we'll continue this on through, by making the list like that, what I'm attempting to do is to get the new gun that is going to come into the gun safe. What we want to do is look at one that will either A, fill a void that is obviously there, and is going to be not only useful, but it's going to be an asset all the way around, and also to look at it covering a range that may be lacking. Everything from 0 to 100 yards is pretty much covered by any gun that you've got in your armory, unless, of course, it's air rifles or pellet rifles. handguns. Don't let anyone fool you. Handguns are very, very capable out to 100 yards if you practice with them at that distance. You know, practice at your standard 7-yard, 10-yard, 20 feet that you do for your qualifications, but then start working at 25 yards. And when you can repeatedly hit your target, break time.
It is break time. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 16th of July, visiting with Jimmy Gensling. And this is Firearms Monday. If you've got a question or comment regarding firearms, anything to do with firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, ammunition, gun laws, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. What we were talking about was filling voids. Well, let's say that you do have... let's say your chicken coop is about 75 yards from the back porch, and you've started developing a problem with either, well, let's go with foxes, okay? Foxes and skunks. And late at night, you hear the clanking about, and the chickens start raising a ruckus, and you look out the back with your spotlight or your big heavy-duty flashlight, and you see those little beady eyes looking back at you from around the chicken coop. Well, you've got the shotgun. Okay, discount that one. Distance is a bit of a stretch for the shotgun. So you've got the 30-30, which is the next that is you know, in distance and knockdown. Then you've got the 5.56. Well, that's a little bit hot. So you've got this slight dilemma working here. And I'll suggest to people on that, well, if you're looking to fill a gap between there, look at the 300 blackout. Now, what it is it's a 5.56 case, cut down just at the shoulder and reformed. It's 30 caliber. But the unique part about it is its performance is about equal to, actually just a little bit better than, a 30-30 in actual performance. But it has the ability with a 230-grain bullet to be loaded subsonic so that it's quiet and still very, very effective. And the cartridge can be, you know, purchased with factory ammunition and everything from 90-grain bullets all the way up to 240-grain bullets. And in that factory offering, they will have both supersonic target loads and subsonic loads for, you know, using in neighborhoods or tightly compacted areas where noise is going to be a problem. Inside, if you're inside of a steel barn, subsonic ammo is sure a savior on your ears. But what I like to do is sit down with the customer and discuss what they're going to use it for and what they already have. And in some cases, it's like on the AR-15 platform, it's just a different upper. Build a or buy a 300 blackout upper, and you pop the pivot pin and the takedown pin, lift it off, pull the charging handle and bolt out, drop the charging handle and the bolt in the 300 blackout, drop it on the lower, and boom, you've got another caliber. Boom, pun intended. But it uses the same magazines and everything else. You can do that again with 7.62x39. You know, swap out a 7.62x39 upper and put it on
there.
Hold
that thought, Jimmy. Hold that thought. We got a top of the hour break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.